Jake Spaulding back with you as we are now talking Perry Lecompton boys basketball with head coach Matt Simmons of the Perry Lecompton Cause. Cause coming into this week following a couple games on the road at Nemaha and at St. Mary's, where they dropped both of them at Nemaha 49-24 and at St. Mary's 65-46. But coach, this is a gauntlet of a schedule, and these are high-powered state-ranked teams in the middle of your season right now. Just tell me a little bit about the extended break. I know that it was a weird situation with Christmas and then no school and no practicing, and you guys are just feeling like maybe now you're just getting your feet back underneath you. Is that fair?
Yeah, that's fair. Last week going to Nemaha, Tuesday game got canceled and had one day of school and one practice, and then didn't have school on Friday and hopped on a bus and went to Nemaha. And, you need a lot of preparation and you need to be a little more mentally prepared to go in to play such a high-powered offense and talented team and high, well-coached team. And they put it on us, and they played extremely well. We did not. And John's got a great team up there, and they're playing really hard. And so it was kind of humbling for us, to show where we're at. And then you turn around, and we had a great practice on Monday and went to St. Mary's, and I thought we had our best half of the year in the first half. We won the first quarter, and then they won the second. We went to halftime down, but it wasn't much. And, their firepower over the course of four quarters is a reason why they're 7-0 or 8-0, wherever they're at, and ranked in the state, because that's a very talented team with college athletes all over the floor.
Yeah, your guys' schedule definitely doesn't get any easier by any stretch. You guys now will turn and host Rossville tomorrow night before you guys hit your midseason tournament. Just tell me about what you guys are preparing for as you host the Dogs tomorrow night.
Yeah, we've got to find a different way to score other than just in our half-court offense. We're not getting a lot of putbacks right now. We don't score very well in transition. It kind of seems that if it's not drawn up and it's not the offense, or if it's not a set, we have a hard time just getting some buckets, and our scoring's been down. We're outside of St. Mary's, we're holding teams defensively really well. We're just having a hard time scoring, so we're really working on that, finding different ways to score, in transition. And Rossville's obviously very talented and ranked in 2A, and a lot of size and athleticism on that team. And we played them last year in the Valley Falls Champions or Oskaloosa Championship, and it was a really tough game. They pulled away in the end, and they didn't lose a single senior. So we know that team well. They bring the whole team back, and it'll be a tough test for us on Friday.
You talked about midseason tournament briefly there. You guys will be at the Valley Falls midseason tournament taking on the host team, the Dragons, in the opening game. And I know that, typically we don't like looking ahead by any stretch, but if you can, just tell me about what you're looking for your team as you guys host Rossville tomorrow and then head into midseason tournament. What are you looking at from your squad as you guys start making this push towards late January?
Yeah, I think we just need to continue to be excited for the opportunity to play basketball. And, when things aren't going your way, it can be easy to quit. And the tough thing to do is to be tough during tough times. And I thought we've done a great job of that in practice. Guys, attitudes are really good right now. And, we're frustrated that we're losing. There's no doubt. And kids aren't happy about it. But they're not hanging their head, and they're not, whining and moaning. They're just coming in and getting work in and trying to get better and asking me what we should do. And, I think we're just going to continue to work every day and find a way to start getting some things clicking as we get into the midseason tournament and going into February.
Yeah, towards the back half of the season, definitely want to be playing your best basketball. And this is kind of where a lot of coaches over the years gauge their team. What have you seen from first practice to now? Because every team, whether you're winning or losing, you're still seeing improvement from that point in time. What are you noticing from your squad right now that's really standing out to you?
I'll just say how hard we practice and how hard we're preparing. And I think that the time where we didn't get to play, we came back in and you could tell kids were missing it. And, that shows that we're doing the right things as the coaches, and kids enjoy practice and competing and playing hard for us. And, I think that, we have a 6 seniors this year, and I think that they all really care, and, they want to enjoy every day and continue to work better because they want a better result than we've been given right now.
Well, Coach, I appreciate you taking time, like always, to chat with us. And good luck to you. Stay healthy, and we'll talk with you again next week.
All right, thanks, Jake.
All right, Coach Matt Simmons of the Perry Lecompton Cause. Perry Lecompton, once again, hosts Rossville tomorrow night. Then next week, heads to Valley Falls for the midseason tournament. You've been listening to the Call Locker Room Chat presented by the First State Bank and Trust in Perry and Heinen Repair Service.